Hello, guys, and welcome to the second episode of the Shire Salvos podcast. I'm your host, Jack Clifton. I've got the wonderful Claire Clifton sitting alongside me. Claire, very excited to keep everyone updated in the life of the church with Shire Salvos. How are you doing this evening?
I'm very good. Yeah, it's very exciting. Number two, episode two.
Yep, we've already got the first one out of the way. So big thanks to everyone that tuned in last week. Hope you did enjoy the podcast. And feel free to get in contact with us if there's anything that we may have missed or anything else that you'd like us to report on. So we've got a really good episode coming for you tonight. We're going to keep you updated on everything that's happening in the life of Shire Salvos. There's a few little announcements we want to bring to your attention with church going to be happening this Sunday in that fortnightly roster that's happening at the moment. So we'll keep you updated on that as well as a few other things. We've got a really good talk from Kim, obviously because it's churches rotating every couple of weeks. We don't have a brand new sermon for you each week, but we've been trawling through some of the earlier online sermons that were done during the COVID lockdown, and we've got a really good sermon from Kim that we're looking forward to bringing you a little bit later on in the podcast. But first things first, we're going to take a look at your Shire Salvos news and updates for this week. So we're going to take a look at what is happening in the life of the church, and that's what we want this podcast to be. It's almost like a virtual or an interactive church newsletter that you would have got of old. So we want to kick it off by talking about that church is returning this week. We've already been back once, which is great. The 21st of February, this Sunday, is going to be happening. So there's two services that are being held at the Shire Salvos Menai location. So the first one will be at 9 a.m., and the second one will be at 10:15 a.m. Claire, you went to, I haven't had a chance to go back to church since we went back. What was it like going back a couple of weeks ago, having been off for so many months?
You know, I thought it would be a bit awkward going back, to be honest. I mean, we've had to change so much, I guess, with face masks and everything, but it was so good. It was so good to be back, to see everyone, and yeah, just really fun time. And how good is it going to be this Sunday when we don't have to wear face masks anymore?
Yeah, very, very exciting, isn't
it? It'll be so good to see everyone's lovely smiling faces. So, yeah, loving it.
So the link is currently up for you if you do want to register for church this week. We've got the website here. It's a pretty long one, so I'm not going to read it out to you. But if you do go to the Shire Salvos website, you can find out a bit more information about that. And also the Shire Salvos Facebook page will have some information as well. So I'm sure that's going to be posted up on a few other social media items in coming days as well. So make sure you jump in there quickly because,
book early.
Spots will certainly run out with people coming back for church. Very, very good news for us. We've got some exciting things happening at the Inganine Salvation Army store up there. Claire, do you want to give us a bit of info about what's happening there?
Yeah, it's really cool. I was just reading about this in the monthly newsletter, and basically some of the surplus materials from the family store at Engadine that aren't sold, they're able to reproduce to these 110 bags that are sold, and the proceeds go towards small businesses in Africa. So, yeah, really exciting that we're able to not only serve our own Shire Salvos community but those overseas. So that's really exciting. Some of the other announcements that we've got happening in Shire Salvos, really excited to announce that David and Robin Reeves are taking over what was previously Menai Seniors, and that's now it's going to be called Shire Salvos Boomers and Beyond. It sounds like an exciting group to be part of. So they meet on the third Monday of each month, and they do lots of outings and activities. And so if you want more information, definitely contact the church. And we also want to celebrate Betty Bull because she's really been instrumental in the Menai Salvos, the previous group. Just for heading that up over the years, she is amazing. And she's going to continue to work with the group as a chaplain. So that's cool.
Yeah, so that Acts is going to be on the third Monday of each month, which is fantastic. So great to have that group up and running for those guys. I did just want to mention off the talk about church returning, there is a bus service that's going to be running fortnightly that's obviously going to align with when church is happening to and from the Sunday services at the Menai location for those people that need transport. So the bus will leave the Miranda Salvos location at 9:40 a.m. for the 10:15 a.m. service. So if you want to register for that bus, you can contact Zoe Lang, who's the admin assistant there at the Miranda Shire Salvos location. So you can call her on the landline. That's 95-429-500, or you can email Zoe as well, zoe.lang@salvationarmy.org.au. And following off from that, bus drivers are actually needed to get people to church. So they're in need of people to keen to drive the Shire Salvos bus from Miranda to Menai and making sure that people get to church safely and on time. If you would like to help out with that, then please contact the office on 95-429-500. And finally, just a few little tidbits of information in terms of resources. So the Shire Salvos website is where you can be hearing this podcast each week. So it's obviously a great little tool for you to listen to the sermons and find about what's happening in the world of Shire Salvos. But there's also a platform there at Shire Salvos to find resources about different things that are happening and, all kinds of great stuff there. So that website, shiresalvos.org.au. We're also on Facebook as well, www.facebook.com/Shire Salvos. So you can jump on there and all types of different information about church services and anything else that's happening in the life of the church is happening there. So make sure that you're jumping on there. But I think that's all the news we have, isn't it, Claire?
Yeah, that's all the news. I mean, the last few days there's been the encounter, 40 hours of prayer. So looking forward to hearing what came out of that. We should actually interview someone next week on the podcast along.
Yeah, if you want to put your hand up, feel free to get in contact with Mark or Kim or even Joel, and they'll get in turn get in contact with us. Or if you see Claire at church on Sunday and you're keen to chat about it, then we'd love to give you a call and find out a bit about it, because that's what this podcast is all about. We want to keep you guys informed, but we also want to be talking to people that are part of that Shire Salvos network and find out how people came to know the Lord and how they're going in terms of their Christian walk, but also how they contribute to a church society as well. So we're looking to get a few people on board. So if that's you, feel free to put your hand up and get in contact with us here at the Shire Salvos podcast. So that is all we have for your Shire Salvos news and updates for the podcast this week. We're going to jump in to a sermon by Kim Briggs. Kim is so fantastic, and we're so lucky to have her at Shire Salvos. Yeah. She does such a marvelous job. And this is one of her sermons from earlier in the year, the online sermons that we've been listening to and being engaged with during the COVID lockdown and the COVID restrictions when we weren't at church. And it's talking about when God surprises you. So this is Kim Briggs bringing the message to us this week, and we'll be back on the other side.
A couple of weeks ago, I visited a friend of mine. This friend is a single mum on a pension, and although she is a hard worker, because of what life has thrown her, finances are really tight. She was telling me that her fridge was on its way out and that she was about to take out a personal loan to buy a new one. When I left her house, I text my friend Mark, who I work alongside at the Salvos, and asked him to keep an eye out for any decent fridges for my friend. Would you believe it? Within 2 minutes, he texts me back a picture of a fridge, nearly new, perfect for her, that someone had generously donated the day before for someone in need. When I told my friend, she was blown away, not at us for texting, but at how God had provided her with a fridge, exactly when she needed it. Stories like this happen throughout history of God showing up when people are in need. And I have a list of my own stories where God has shown up and surprised me, like the time when I was newly married, We were on a very tight budget due to renting and building. There were many nights we'd visit our parents to scab a free meal to keep the grocery bill down. And we were living paycheck to paycheck in that season. Anyway, an important bill arrived for $798, and we didn't know how we were going to pay it. Things were tight, and we were getting a bit worried. 2 days before it was due, we received a check in the mail for $800. You see, my friends and I had gone on a TV game show months earlier, but there was no guarantee we'd get any prize money because TV game show prizes can be complex. But we got it. Perfect timing, perfect amount for when we were in need. God provided, and even with $2 extra than what we needed. In the Bible, Jesus told his friends, the disciples, that he was going to die and then 3 days later he would be alive again. They had no reason to doubt this, as throughout Jesus' life they had seen evidence that he was the Son of God. They had even given up their careers and spent their life following him. They believed in him and who he was. 3 days after Jesus died, while his friends were devastated and grieving, it says in Luke 24 that Jesus appeared to his disciples. They were shocked. At first, they didn't believe it was him. They thought it was a ghost. And it says Jesus' friends still couldn't believe what they were seeing. It was too much. It seemed too good to be true. You see, even Jesus' friends, those that knew him the most, doubted and were surprised when Jesus showed up after he promised that he would. Isn't it sometimes the way that we are shocked and surprised when God shows up, even though his promises are to love and provide, are written throughout the Bible? He says that he loves us so much. He is for us and not against us. He wants us to thrive. So we'll always provide what we need. Maybe not always what we want, but always what we need. Yet we're surprised. You see, my friend lives a life where she loves Jesus. She was surprised when the fridge thing happened, yet also kind of like, yep, that's what Jesus does. She decided a few years ago, after hearing about God for many years, to find out more. And now she talks about how God has changed her life. After I asked her permission to share her story, she said to me, yeah, of course, because Jesus has done so much for me. I also asked her this question, in a nutshell, how has Jesus changed your life? And she said, Jesus has given me more peace and I feel whole. I don't have to impress anyone as Jesus loves me for me. Every day Jesus surprises me, be it with a pretty bird, a glorious tree, or the love I get from the people he has put in my life. She said, simply put, I now never stress about having nothing as Jesus always provides, either emotionally or with my needs. I'm so over the moon that I have Jesus in my life. So for you, I wonder if God wants to surprise you. Do you have situations in your life where you want God to show up and in the waiting need to hold on to God's promises in the Bible? I recommend you downloading the Bible app. The Word of God will change your life. Maybe you're on a journey like my friend was before she found Jesus. First living in doubt and hearing a bit about God, yet still unsure. And maybe you wouldn't mind experiencing that peace, wholeness, and confidence that Jesus promises. Then learning more about Jesus in the Bible and praying just might be worth a try. My prayer for you right now is that you will know that God loves you, is for you, and not against you, and wants to meet your needs, even if it means surprising you where you never thought possible.
So that was Kim's message for this week, and what a timely reminder it can be to God does surprise us in all different kinds of ways. And what about some of the stories that Kim told there? Really is amazing, immaculate timing. What did you take out of the message from this week, Claire?
Yeah, I guess that reminded us to trust God, that he's got the situation under control, and that, you know, even, in the times that we need him the most, he'll always be there. I think it's a good reminder to have that. And there's certainly been times in my life where I've seen that he works in mysterious ways. And I mean, all of that comes out of love, doesn't it? Because God loves us so much. Like, he's not going to leave us stranded. He's going to look after us. There's so many reminders in the Bible about the fact that he does that as well. And even just sharing testimony, and Kim shared her story, and then the story of the other woman that she was with. And yeah, it's just encouraging to have that reminder.
Yeah, fantastic sermon there from Kim. So I hope that you enjoyed it, and you have been able to get something out of that that has challenged you or uplifted you, or made you feel connected with our Savior, and made you feel confident of your salvation and things like that. So that is all of the time we have for in the second episode of the Shire Salvos podcast. As always, we do appreciate everyone that is tuned in and listened. Hope that has been nice and informative for you. We're going to continue to produce these podcasts week in, week out, and we'll have another sermon to upload to you, as well as the latest news and events and everything that's happening with the Shire Salvos crew across the beautiful Sutherland Shire. Claire, thanks so much for joining me once again. I hope you had a good time. It's certainly fun getting to engage with our church community, and
very good. We love our church community at Shire Salvos, and I'm really excited what 2021 is going to have in store for us all. And I just encourage you, if you're listening, really get on board, register for our gathering this Sunday, but also on the fortnightly, on the other fortnight, I should say, really encourage you to getting connected to a connect group.
Definitely.
Connected to the connect group. So yeah, do that, and it's going to be good.
Yeah, Claire and I are running a connect group from our apartment. So if you know us, or we just seem like we have friendly voices, and you want to come and join our connect group, we would love it. We're always looking for people to join, and for people to encourage. And it's a very safe space. So yeah, do find a way of getting in contact with us if you're interested in that. But yeah, certainly echo the sentiments of Claire. I think a connect group is really good, not just a good way of engaging with other Christians within our church, but engaging with the Word and with our Lord. It's so important, especially at a time where we've got a week of church, where we're with our church family, and then potentially a week away. So that's certainly something that you should look into if you're not already. So that is the Shire Salvos, episode 2 in the books for you. Myself and Claire will see you next week for episode 3 of the Shire Salvos podcast, keeping you updated and informed on everything in the life of our church. We'll see you next week.